All right, Mr. Sturge, will you read us back into open session, please?
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened a closed meeting on the state pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such a closed meeting is conducted in conformity with Virginia law. Now therefore be resolved by the Coburn Town Council that each member hereby certifies to the best of their knowledge one only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carl Stallings.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devin Tate Mooney.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
All right, we are back into open session. Thank you, Mr. Sturgill. Are there any council actions resulting from closed session?
I just appreciate
council action.
Yeah, what was it? Oh, I do have, I would like to address the chain of command and make it in a form of a motion that when the town's public works supervisor, whomever it is off, out of town, or otherwise indisposed, that the second in command would be the seniority rule, the one who has been there the longest, would be the person in control when the supervisor is out. Form of a motion.
Second. We have a motion and a second to clarify the chain of command in public works, which states that in the absence of the public works supervisor, the acting supervisor will be the person with the most seniority. Is there any discussion? Mr. Sturgill, you do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devin Mooney.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
All right, motion carries. Mr. Williams, will you please send out a memo to all of Public Works employees of that tomorrow?
Probably to the police department, too, because they
so
have
So they
to,
will know when,
because
they communicate when
and I guess
he's off.
And the water plant.
Yeah.
I'll send an email to all employees.
That'll work.
That'll work. Great. Thank you. All right. Any other action? All right, next up, council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins. Mr. Steele?
Yes, I want to thank Jimmy Williams for all the stuff that he has gathered up for us and took care of. I want to thank Mr. Will Sturgill for doing his diligence to keep us abreast of all the legal activities and doing the best for our benefit. For Jeff and Police Department, Travis, all of them are doing an outstanding job. Debbie, Wells, and the Lays building, I thank you for letting us use the building and the treats. I thank my fellow council people for doing what they do and going beyond the call of duty most of the time. So, I'm going to conclude with that.
All right, Mrs. Steele.
I will just, everything Mr. Steele said, I always think that everybody, I know they get tired of hearing that, but it's for real. I really do thank each and every department and every employee that works for the town of Coburn for what they do for the town to keep us moving forward, because without them, the five of us, I surely don't think we could run this town. I can't run no equipment, so we're down. I thank the Lays building and for them allowing us to have our meeting here while we're kicked out of our building. And I'm done.
All right. Ditto everything that that was said by my other fellow council members. With that being said, I don't really have anything additional, so I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All right, motion and second to adjourn. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.